Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the testimony of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of prophecy. Thank you for the day and time you brought us into. Lord, we know that you have not brought us here with an orphan spirit. Thank you for bringing every provision and supply that is required for this time. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat for a moment. I want to specially thank God for everyone whose heart has been drawn to this kind of assembly, because even if it is a mistake that brought you here, it's a good mistake. And I want to also specially salute my friend and my brother for the courage. I call him the preacher of righteousness. Amen. And that's a title that I think Peter gave to Noah, who was building against all odds. Building without so much specifics of earthly references, but getting all the architecture of heaven, and he believed so much in it and interpreted it in the earth. And I think it behooves us to be able to bring downloads from heaven, irrespective of the fact that we may not have exact patterns in the earth, and we will have courage to begin to describe what heaven is showing to us. We thank God for you. We salute the grace of God upon you so mightily. And we ask God will continue to strengthen you in the midst of the days that we have come to. I will also want to thank everyone who has made himself available for bringing forth the word of the Lord to us in this season. Paul talked about the possibility for us to prophesy one after another in order that we may all be instructed and encouraged. And that's why we are here. We are not going to take any stream that is coming for granted. We will try as much as we can to weigh everything that the Lord is bringing. Amen. And let me close by saying this. In Luke chapter number 12, this is important, and this is for everyone. In Luke chapter number 12, Jesus speaking in verse 54. Please give me verse 54. And he said to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straight away you say, without a waste of time, straight away you say, there cometh a shower. And so it is, very exact, very accurate. And the next verse he says, and when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. It's so conversant with nature, geography, the weather system. You've lived long enough here to be able to interpret the signs of the times. You have lived so well here that you can tell and prepare for seasons that are ahead of you. Science has even taken us to heights of prediction of even times to come. So, in interpretation of seasons and times around us, we have no issues at all. And that was exactly what Jesus was saying to that generation of religious people that surrounded him. But the problem is the fact that they were hypocrites. And one of the instances in which Jesus called the religious sect of the day hypocrites was in this very place. And he said, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? Now, what Jesus is saying is this. It's supposed to be commonplace for people who have covenant with God to be able to discern the kairos. That it's actually hypocritical if we know how to live our regular lives without being able to discern the times of God upon us. That our religiosity is hypocritical if we can do so many things except discerning the time. Even if you can bring miracles, if you can do so much without discerning the times, we will fall into the category of what Jesus described in this place, that they are what? Hypocrites. So it behooves us as a people of covenant and prophetic people to be able to what? Discern the time. It's supposed to be commonplace for us to be able to tell what is heaven's position in every season. That is commonplace among prophetic people. It's supposed to be commonplace amongst those that are taught of the Lord and have a fellowship and relationship with God. It's not just for us to be able to do regular Bible studies. It's important for us to be able to tell what time it is. And if you look at the time there, it's Kairos. It's not talking about your Chronos. It's talking about what is the agenda of God for the moment. That's why we have gathered. Hey, it's going to determine how we prepare. It's going to determine our garments. It's going to determine what we say and what we do not say. It's going to determine our warfare. It's going to determine how we harm ourselves. It's going to determine our walk to be able to tell what time is it. The biggest requirement of the time is discernment. And so I turn to the voices that God has raised for us. That it is not just for us to speak. It is our responsibility to the body that we must be guided into what time is it. You will know the kind of weapon to draw out of your armory when you know the kind of time it is. You will know the kind of move to make when you know the kind of time we're in. You will even know how to speak. Prophet. You know, one of the things God showed me in the days we are in is the fact that there is a huge opposition against the Elijah spirit of the day. The likes of Jezebel, the likes of Herodias, who are in the corridors of power. There are always spirits in the corridors of power when God decides to exert his government. And they are still there. And these are the days where our words must be guided. Listen to me again. There's a cloud upon us. It's going to drip down as persecution. And please listen carefully. We live in a time where discernment must guide our words. We live in a time where we will cry like the prophet who said, "What shall I cry?" It's not everything that is revealed that's to be said. How be to speak wisdom among the mature? Hey, prophet. We live in a time where we must be thoroughly guided. As Jesus was. There were times he spoke in parables in the public. Listen, there's something ongoing right now that I think is one of the things God will judge. The word of the Lord has become common. The only thing that has been touched. In no time you see that the word of the Lord will become a popular debate in a blog. That's the day we're here. This is the day where the hallowed things have become common. This is the day where there is no arena of the sanctified that is not touched. This is the day where there is nothing that is called holy and no one is ready to touch anyhow. And you know, this is one thing you also have to go with. In this day we're in, two very strong revelations of the Spirit brought me to this standpoint. There is a place in God's administration of the earth that David described in chapter 8, verse 4. And he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" So, in the cycles of time and the operations of the will of God in the earth, there are seasons of visitation. Are you with me? Now, we are coming to a year and a season where God is visiting the earth. The first time I saw him, I saw personnel came down and I saw personnel came down and what they came to do is compliance audit. They want to see. It's not as if God can't see. But there are times of visitation. There is a day where Psalm 8 verse 4 supersede Psalm 115 verse 16. That's the questions of the time we're in. Now, in the times we're in, the government of Adonai will be superior to the government of the earth. Are you with me? The government of Adonai will be superior to the government of the earth. Just like when it came to pass that the child Jesus was going to be born, governments were taking decisions that they thought were their own. They thought those decisions were their own. But no, even the decision of Herod was not his own. But because the Messiah has to first come to Africa. This is decision of the man that asked for the census was not his own. Because the government of Adonai superimposed the government of the earth. And listen to me. It's no longer the time for you to be looking at the budget of your nation and what your president is saying. God is far beyond that. We live in a time where, can I announce to you, this time is not for you to see total economic recovery. The agenda of God over Nigeria for now is his unity. Nigeria is being called to his high calling. The Lord showed me 2 days ago that more of you will migrate. The doors of the nation will be trying to stop Nigerians from coming, but no, it won't work. And you will think it is for your livelihood, but it's for the kingdom. We'll talk some more in the evening. Amen.